Okay, about the song Yours, it was really interesting to me when I heard your words on the track-by-track description. It is in my head all the time. As soon as we are born, we face two options: living in a normal way, having lots of eating, sex, sports, taking care of our children, then perhaps grandchildren, and then the end. The game is over. We die, you know. Or we have another option, choosing another way, a path to eternity. You know, giving something good to this world. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, those people who have a family, whatever, they first of all would care for their family, and other people, whatever there is to do, you know, catastrophe that's going on. There's also lots of people who don't care so much for themselves, and try to save their own skin. Some people actually get helpful and try to get people out of misery and stuff. You know, so there's several options of what you can do, even if it's for nothing, and even if that will be the end or whatever. But it's actually best, you know, to not think about those things too much. But there's people who do have their ideas about what they are going to do in case of emergencies. You know, there's actually lots of helpful people in the world.
Yeah. Okay, it's really interesting to see Helloween uses different pumpkins for the logo of some albums. It seems that each album has their own unique personality. Is this the band's idea, or is it suggested by designers?
It's a mix of both. Sometimes you can say this pumpkin is boring, or because we have a different subject, or just for fun, you know, or we go, okay, this is like a typical record, there's nothing particular going on in the artwork, so you can get by it is, but you can always do something to the pumpkin itself, or you can make it a glass logo, or you can make it a weed logo, or whatever, a plastic logo, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, a matter of playing around with ideas and having some fun with it.
I see. That's very cool, you know, seeing different, you know, this time, this one stayed out of you're using a mask for it, but, and it was completely different in other albums, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, I once designed that logo in the beginning, and, you know, there's what stuff you do with it if you have. But that stupid pumpkin in the middle, that's right in the middle, it's a little bit to the left in the logo, that's the way I wanted to have, because I simply didn't care. I thought, like, why well, had it in the middle only? And then you go, give it a gas mask, or, you know, it has a straw hat, or it's out of glass, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You can play with.
Okay, let's go back. I had an interview with Roland Graupoff about a month ago, and asked him about what was the reason of his firing from the band. He said, "I felt very secure in Helloween. In the middle of the tour, I said something to Michael and Marcus, and I said my opinion about something. I wanted to make something the best with the band, and I think they misunderstood me, like I want to be a leader. I was telling them the truth, and that's how I am." And also he said, "It was a great time in Helloween." But I'd like to hear the story from you on the Helloween side. What was the reason, honestly?
Well, actually, we've said those things in the past. It's basically because seemingly there was an interest in a different kind of music to be made with Helloween. This is also why it came about. And there were some interest in side projects that he was doing with Uli Bush, and actually the type project seemed to consume a lot of time and resources and whatever, and we on the other side were not quite happy with the output that was actually given by, for instance, Roland and whatever. And, you know, there's some kind of misconception when he tells you those things. You know, we wrote him an email. Mark and me, we wrote him an email about why we did that, and it was all written in there, you know. I can still remember the first few interviews that they've done after this, that they said they do not understand why, and you know, it was written in the email why, you know, so that email is not public, whatever, they can actually, if they still have it, they can they can maybe make it public and everybody can read it, you know, but it was really quite clear why that was going on. And we also had some little discussion going on afterwards by, you know, with Uli, because he was kind of disappointed, and I also had him on the phone.
Yeah.
We had a short talk about it, and you know, those were the reasons that we said in the interviews, basically. So it's strange that this is always being, you know, brought to attention after that long time.
Yeah.
And misunderstood. Yeah, there were lots of misunderstandings at the time, and that's why, you know, I don't like misunderstandings.
Yeah.
And it's like they were also saying lots of things with their master plan when they were doing really good in Germany with the first record and everything. They said so many things in the interviews about the situation, so it seems, you know, they were happy. They also said something like, the pressure is all gone, you know, in Hamburg, and Halloween, we felt pressure, they said.
Yeah, I see.
And then, a month ago, he told you he had like a real comfortable Halloween by the time, so that's contradictory, you know.
Yeah. I see.
And I don't know what to think, you know, when he says something, I really don't know what to think, so he must know what he wants to tell people and what he is basing his opinion on and what he wants to say. He's got to know, because, I mean, I have given up on trying to understand what was going on there, and that's another reason.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, now let's...
You know, Actually, it was really easy. I mean, we did a band, and it was Kai Hansen. Kai wrote some songs. I wrote some songs.
Yeah.
And then we did records, and we wanted to do the records as good as possible, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I told Roland before he came into the band, I said, you know, we want to change the music a little bit. We want to be more diverse, and we want to have a more variated music than what we've just been doing until the point. That's what we've been doing afterwards. And I really don't know, you know, it's so difficult about, you know, being a band, helping each other, doing great records, you know, and then everybody writes some great songs. I don't know where the problem is with that. Why there's so much talk about whatever. You know, there's things that you do, and, you know, with life that we have now, you know, we have quite a good lineup, and things are running good and not problematic, and there's nothing with misunderstandings and stuff.
Right.
Just do some great things about 10 years now, which I actually enjoy a lot, you know, because that's not that thing that somebody says misunderstanding and this and that and contradicts himself and whatever, you know? You know what?
Yeah, okay. Now let's go back to the earlier days of Halloween in the 1980s, when you decided to form a band, what was in your head? Did you think about, okay guys, let's form a band, create a new style of music, let's create power metal, and why the name Halloween, you know?
Well, the Halloween just came because, you know, we had watched those horror movies called Halloween, and we were looking for a good sounding name.
Yeah.
There were there's a band called Hellenbach, back then, you know,
Hellenbach. Yeah.
And if you pronounce it, you can say it's Hellenbach. And we thought that was sounding kind of good, and we had that in the memory. Also something like Ben Halen, or that sounds kind of racist. It's like, yeah, kind of, huh? And then he said, what about Halloween? And we thought the subject of the movie and the festivity day and whatever was actually a stupid thing to pick.
Yeah.
But it sounded good and it looked good with the logo. Halloween.
It really looks and sound awesome. Logo and the name, you know, when especially fans, you know, calling
that is behind it, and the Halloween day for itself, you know, it's not that. We were just, you know, pondering names for the band that we could possibly pick, and none of those, you know, actually sounded as good or made that impact or whatever. And particularly with the logo, with the letters that you use, you know, that looks good. And so that's actually why we took it. And there was not much time left. Actually, we had to come up with, had to decide. Yeah. The other things you've said, actually, that's what we did. We said we wanna create a new kind of music. We wanna be more extreme, except we wanna have more twin vocal guitars than for the Scorpions, or except
yeah,
whatever. And you know, we wanna take the best of the bands that you know, but we wanna take it all the pop. You know, as we felt we had the energy to do so, and we could.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we wanted to sell a few records, you know, we wanted to not sell the Halloween soundtrack. And so we talked about the logo and everything, and the other stuff that was going on actually was exactly as you said. We wanted to create a new kind of music, we wanted to take the best of actually this previous Rainbow, whatever there was, Manowar, you know, do that stuff. And overdo it, you know, take it over the top. Because we had the strength to do that, we felt. And we seemingly had so much energy back then. And we wanted to do something and sell a lot of records and you know, get famous and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Right.